It's time for Sid's Take.
Sid's Take! Sid's Take, yeah!
Good luck! It's Sid's Take, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.
All right, 9:46 on your Friday morning. Friday, is what I like to call. Beautiful morning here in New York City, I got to tell you.
You look extra chipper today. Is that because you are going down I-95 to the Birds game on Sunday?
You know it, Andrew. I am, but I'll actually be going there. I'm heading there tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I'm making the strategical decision to get to Philadelphia Saturday night.
Is there a lacrosse game Saturday night that the Philadelphia Eagles fans have figured they can tailgate from, like, Saturday midday all the way
through? No, but it's a 3 p.m. kickoff, so I would imagine they open the parking. They'll probably open the parking lots at 8 a.m.
Just mangled Eagles fans everywhere.
It'll be an absolute debacle.
Yes.
Let's just put it that way.
A lot of Philly green beer.
Exactly.
Just everywhere.
Exactly. So the game, before I forget, sponsored again by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. You got to go to peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com to find a dealer near you because they're America's best built boilers. We know that to be true. Andrew Giuliani, again, is our contestant for today's game.
Okay. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for Sydney.
A Football Friday version of the game, if you will, some football trivia to see if you're all up to date on your football facts.
We will find out. I feel more confident going into this than I did about music on Tuesday, so I'm ready for this.
That was a tough performance out of you.
Yeah,
you had a couple high points, but
I almost didn't get invited back. So there's a lot of pressure now. Actually, now that I think about it, I was excited. Now I'm sweating bullets.
Well, you were sweating on Tuesday.
I was. It was terrible.
All right, here we go. Let's hop on in. Number one. Who was the last Kansas City Chief to win a Super Bowl MVP?
Patrick Mahomes.
There you go. Hopefully they'll get harder.
Layup slam dunk. That was almost so easy. I was quite
Write the game if you want it to be harder, damn it.
Number two. What are the only two NFL franchises with more Super Bowl trophies than the San Francisco 49ers?
The Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots.
Wow. There you go. Very good, Andrew Giuliani.
Almost went for the slam dunk with the Cowboys there, but Nope. That was a trick. I saw that.
Uh-huh. Clever out of Phil. Two for two. Number three, name one of the two Cincinnati Bengals players to ever win a regular season MVP.
Oh.
Boomer Esiason. There you go.
Spectacular. Who's the other one?
Ken Anderson.
Ah. Ken Anderson. Yep.
Three for three. Okay. A nice showing so far out of Andrew Giuliani. Okay. Number four.
This game is too easy.
Too easy, Phil.
Yeah. No, it's the game sucks. I should be fired. All I do is answer phone calls.
Yeah, we finally agree.
Yeah,
we finally agree.
Agree.
Box.
Enjoy President's Day.
It's Friday morning
making sense. It'd be great. We start preparing now.
Phil starts to trail off.
I need some cuts for President's Day, Phil.
Like 3 o'clock on Wednesday, Phil just falls off.
He needs Kenny Anderson right now.
My weekend's on a Monday afternoon.
Exactly. All right, number four. In an attempt to stay perfect here, what team did the Philadelphia Eagles temporarily merge with in World War II? Is it
The Steelers.
Multiple
choice?
Oh,
the
you didn't even need it.
Steelers.
Didn't even need it.
Oh,
yep,
my
God. Steelers.
Wow.
Yep. What? I know that because I had a Philly roommate who was just obsessed and nuts. And like I said, the greatest guy in the world until kickoff game.
I guess.
And then he just turned into like the Hulk over here.
And if you're going to make an assumption, if you're going to take a guess, why not guess the Steelers, both Pennsylvania football teams?
And what were they called? Were they like the Steagles, right? Was it the Steagles? Or did I get that right? I think it was. They changed the name for a bit. We got
to
look that one up.
To the Steagles.
Add some value, Phil. Come on.
And number
Stegallies,
five.
Stegallies, I think they called.
Stegallies.
The Stegallies.
Yeah, it was the Philadelphia-Pittsburgh Steagles.
The Steagles. It was the Steagles. There you go. Sit that one right
That's
there.
Not even a real thing.
Stupid name. What a dumb name.
Stupid. That's what he's going to say.
Yeah, okay.
That's a stupid name. Next question.
And number five. What teams are tied for the longest drought of a conference championship appearance?
The Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be a team that started from the beginning of the NFL-NFC merger. It's
I'm going to give you a hint,
Jets.
Andrew.
Oh, I get a hint. Okay, go ahead.
They played each other the last time they both made it to the conference championship.
That's not going to happen.
They played each other the last time.
It might help.
That's not
going to
happen.
I don't think the Detroit Lions made the conference championship. Have they? When the Sean Sanders?
They've made it
and
one time.
I don't know who the other one is. What's
give me a guess.
Got to guess.
Oh, who is it? This is stupid.
Who sucked for a while?
Who sucked for a very long time?
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins.
Oof.
No, it's not the case. They made it under Marino. That's terrible.
Oof.
I have no clue. That second one.
Wow.
Washington Commanders.
No. Yeah. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, 91.
Wow.
How about that?
Oh, we're trusting Phil.
Okay,
so.
Hey, there you go.
Four for five ain't bad.
It's not bad. I wanted perfect. Yeah.
Well,
I wanted perfect.
Maybe one.
When I get the Steagles, that's like a hat.
Exactly.
That's
they
the hook.
Andrew
I got
Rader,
the hook.
Actually.
Here he is, the great Sid Rosenberg, okay. The champ, if you will. He went four for five.
Four out of five. Not bad. I was ready.
That's great.
I was on the edge of perfection.
Oh, that's a good job. All right.
If I hear more feedback in my ear, I'm going to explode.
Shut up and play the game.
Who's
Let's
fault
go.
Is that?
You have to go. Hurry up. Come on.
Number one, who was the last Kansas City Chief to win a Super Bowl MVP?
Patrick Mahomes.
There you go.
Yeah, it was almost two.
Number two, what are the only two NFL franchises with more Super Bowl trophies than the San Francisco 49ers?
Wait, say it again?
What are the only two NFL franchises with more Super Bowl trophies than the San Francisco 49ers?
The New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And the more than the 49ers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh Steelers?
There you go.
Well done.
Two for two. Number
He's
three.
Still staring like he can't believe he got it.
I almost won
went
Dallas.
Yeah,
I almost
right.
won Dallas.
That's
right.
that's a trick one. Yeah. To try to get
Number
you
three.
In.
Name one of the two Cincinnati Bengals players to ever win a regular season MVP.
What?
Name one of the two Cincinnati Bengals players to ever win a regular season MVP.
It's like an easy
Joe Burrow?
Season.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Well, no, hold on. You mean current or altogether?
Altogether.
No, in history.
Oh, I thought you meant current. I'm sorry. One of the two Cincinnati Bengals players to win an MVP, I am going to go with...
He gets another guess?
Yeah, I want to guess anyway.
You know how I know it wasn't current?
How?
Because he didn't say current.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
You don't listen. That's your problem. You don't listen.
Shut up! I don't know.
Nobody's listening to you, Phil. Shut up.
Ken Anderson and Boomer Esiason.
Both quarterbacks who lost to Joe Montana in Super Bowls in the 1980s.
Yeah, no. So you know that.
See,
you know,
more details, that's yeah. not part of the question.
All right, two for three on to
Good
number
job,
four.
Though.
What team did the Philadelphia Eagles temporarily merge with in World War II? Is it A, the Pittsburgh Steelers, B, the New York Giants, or C, the Baltimore Colts?
You got this right.
I got that right.
He didn't
Without
even, he didn't even need the multiple choice.
Choice
on it.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you know the name? It's stupid.
I don't remember.
The Steagles.
Steagles, yeah.
All right, three for four. In an attempt to tie, what teams are tied for the longest drought of a conference championship appearance?
What?
What teams are tied for the longest drought of a conference championship appearance? Yeah, what two teams are tied for the longest drought?
You got this right?
No, it's a tough one. I got one out of two.
You got one out of two.
I couldn't get the other.
The Browns and Lions.
I got the Lions.
You got the Lions? The other team is the Commanders, or the Redskins.
Oh, okay.
When were the Browns last in it?
The Browns in the conference championship?
Yeah, when was the last time they were?
Bernie Kosar. A bunch of times against John Elway and the Broncos.
You know why? Because the Browns are a new franchise since 91. That's probably
right.
But in the 80s, Bernie Kosar got there. I mean, the Ernest Biner fumble.
Right.
That was a killer. He got there two or three times. Yeah.
Right. But the Commanders in the early
90s. And Boomer Esiason. All right, we'll wrap it up. Come back on a Friday with Sid and Friends in the Morning. Andrew gets the win 4-3. Come back and wrap it up right after this.
It's Sid's Take, sponsored by Peerless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.